00-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per year will be accepted during the drive drawing period. Entries may be mailed with the aforementioned information to KBOO Radio, care of Membership Department, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214, if postmarked by May 3rd, 2018. Incomplete or late entries will not be accepted. Winner will be determined in a random drawing on May 14th, 2018. Winner may be notified by telephone after May 21st, 2018. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions and for the names of the winners, go to kboo.fm/silentdrive2018, and thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5 o'clock. Coming up next is your KBOO Evening News.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, the Washington County Democrats have removed a plank in their party platform that emphatically supported the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign in solidarity with Palestinians.
The European Union has banned a pesticide responsible for the mass deaths of honeybees.
And KBOO's Ray Bodwell will weigh in on de-escalation training for police officers.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, April 27, 2018. I'm Ruben Lawrence.
And I'm Linda Olson Osterlund. BDS stands for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. It's a Palestinian-led global campaign to put economic pressure on Israel to respect the human rights of Palestinian people. In the United States, the campaign has inspired passionate support and opposition, which has played out at all levels of the government as well as in the private sector. Political language supporting or opposing BDS can often be deliberately vague. For example, the Oregon Democratic Party platform does not explicitly mention the Israel-Palestine conflict at all, but it does include language opposing any attempt to keep private citizens from expressing themselves through organized boycotts. In Washington County, the Democratic Party platform prominently supported BDS until just this past Wednesday, when it was voted out by the Central Committee. KBOO reporter Sam Bowman spoke with Farah Chaichi, a precinct committee person in the Washington County Democrats.
Recently, the Washington County Democrats voted to include BDS language in their platform, and it was the first one in the sort of foreign policy related article. On Wednesday, it was voted out of the platform. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we started our platform process last year. The plank that you're saying was added at that meeting in November. And then we all had these sticky dots to pick which planks we wanted to include. And because the BDS one was number one, that means they got the most sticky dots that day. Oh. Then we had two more meetings, one in January and one in February, to further discuss the platform. And then we had a special meeting of our central committee, which is the whole body of all the precinct committee people. We refer to them as PCPs, where we would ratify the platform, and that passed. And then we had our regular monthly meeting of the central committee on Wednesday, where people who did not like that plank brought up a motion to have it removed from the platform.
Prior to Wednesday, the Washington County Democrats received letters from the congressperson for the area, Suzanne Bonamici, and from the Jewish Federation of Portland. And can you tell me about those letters and what they were trying to convey?
The Jewish Federation of Greater Portland sent a letter that completely mischaracterized the intent of the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement. They used the straw man argument that this is to wipe Israel off the map, and they mischaracterized our process, trying to say that we have a plank, which is part of the platform, about BDS, but there's also legislative action items that we drafted at the same time that's part of the platform, and those get prioritized. They're like very specific legislative actions that you want taken. They said that only 11 people voted for that legislative action item, which is wrong. Only 11 people prioritized it. But all of the legislative action items were accepted at the special committee meeting in March. The letter from Suzanne Bonamici came, I'm not sure, maybe this week, and also mischaracterized the intent of boycott, divestment, sanctions, trying to say that this was the same kind of, I think she said, divisive rhetoric that we hear from the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And that the nonviolent economic response, my words, not hers, is going to inhibit the peace process, basically.
She said that the plank, quote, excludes many in our communities. And what's your response to that?
Our party has an executive board. They meet the week before our central committee meeting to create our agenda. And there was discussion about this. They knew this was going to come up at our central committee meeting. The discussion was about losing membership if we kept the plank in. But they didn't talk about losing any membership if they took the plank out, meaning there are people in the party who would be mad that we would call Israel out for human rights violations, and we care if they leave, but nobody cares if people who are offended by human rights violations leave. So I'm the only person that looks anything close to a Palestinian usually in that room. I'm not Arab, I'm Persian, but I don't expect them to know the difference. But there's no one that looks like me in that room. They don't care if they leave. And Suzanne Bonamici has a history of not being particularly an ally to Middle Easterners, because she voted in favor of the visa waiver bill that makes dual national citizens of certain Middle Eastern countries like Iran, Yemen, Iraq, Syria, have to go through special hoops to get into the country from other countries that participate in the visa waiver program. And I have a letter from her telling me that it's appropriate to discriminate against people based on national origin because of national security concerns. I'm paraphrasing that. She doesn't say it exactly like that, but that is the exact message. So I wasn't really surprised, but I don't think that the Washington County Democrats are very inclusive of brown-skinned people.
To your knowledge, what was going on behind the scenes with the Central Committee?
Yeah, it's pretty common that you have people trying to whip votes for specific issues, like if we're electing our vice chair or there's a particular resolution that people feel a strong way about. So PCPs will call other PCPs and ask them to show up and vote a certain way. I heard from someone that a couple people they knew got calls, but only one of them actually spoke to anyone. The others either didn't answer their phone or didn't return the phone call. And that one person who did speak to someone whipping votes to pull this plank said that they were told if the plank stayed in the platform, if they did not successfully vote the plank out of the platform, the anti-BDS group of people would leave the party and take their donations with them. So they threatened to boycott and divest from the Washington County Dems if we kept something about boycott, divestment, and sanctions in the platform.
What's next? Is there any chance you could get this back on the platform?
The people in support of BDS were all pretty much on the same page about, we've discussed this like four times now, and I can't believe that it's coming up again. So I think that at this point, it's just, there's a Robert's Rule, I don't know what to call it, just it's dilatory. Like, you are trying to dilute the will of the body by constantly bringing up the same thing over and over again. And it just, it's a waste of everybody's time to keep bringing it up. Honestly, I don't think that, we definitely don't have the money to threaten about leaving on our side, so nobody's going to care. They want they want us to leave, and I think that our next step is just to not leave, and we'll do the platform again in 2 years, and if it comes in, it comes in. The entire anti-BDS side, they didn't have a single person under 40 that was speaking on their side. So we're the future of this party. We understand what the language means. We know what's going on. And eventually, we'll be in charge. I know that's a really long time for Palestinians to be waiting for solidarity and action, but I think that's all we can do at this point, and have to pursue things outside with different organizations other than the WashCo Dems.
All right. Well, I have been speaking with Farah Chaichi, a precinct committee person with the Washington County Democrats. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for calling and covering this.
For KBOO Portland, this is Sam Bowman.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we're asking you to do the same. Joining us now are Tom and Conch to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
That's right. This is Conch. I'm here with Tom. I will happily tell you that everybody in the air room, everybody in the studio who is delivering the news to you, they're all volunteers. Tom and I are volunteers. And we are folks who believe in going out and getting important news from around the community, your local community, that we don't believe is being covered on the commercial platforms. And Sam Bowman, what a fantastic example, going out there and getting political news from Oregon and Washington about international affairs, bringing it back to you. You know, I just think, Tom, this is a great time for people to support that by going online at kboo.fm or calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
I agree, Conch. Oh, thank you for the intro, and Ruben, thanks for that. What a great piece that was from Sam Bowman. Sam has been here for several years. Sam has been one of my mentors for over a year now, the year and a half that I've worked in the newsroom. Where could you get that kind of detail on Democratic politics in Washington County? I mean, that was such an enlightening thing. In this hour, we have a goal of $750. It's modest. We know we can do it. We depend on your calls, and we'd like to hear from you. If you're listening to this news right now, it means that you use it and you enjoy it, and you want to hear more of it. And if that's true, and I think it is, you've got to give us the financial support we need to keep on doing this. Our costs are 80% of KBOO's operating budget on an annual basis comes from member contributions. So call 877-500-5266.
And here's something exciting, because it's News and Public Affairs Day. One of our folks out there, our members and donors, has offered a $3,000 match for any new and increased donations. Donors who call in at 877-500-KBOO can get a one-for-one match, can get their money doubled when you call in or go online at kboo.fm. And to sweeten the pot, you also get entered into the prize drawing. Every day there's a new prize drawing, and today's is for two buddy passes to the Waterfront Blues Festival, one of the many amazing events and cultural phenomena that have been started by KBOO in the past decades ago and is going strong, doing amazing stuff. 877-500-KBOO.
One of the things I love about Portland is the DIY, do-it-yourself culture, artisanal beer, artisanal work in many fields. We are artisanal radio. We're do-it-yourself radio. We're volunteers. We function with your support. And so we want to make our goal of $750 in this hour. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Let's hear those phones ring, people.
On Wednesday afternoon, Beaverton police officers shot and wounded a man they described as suicidal after more than 2 hours of negotiations. Neither the man nor the officers involved have been identified yet. The officers are all on paid administrative leave pending the investigation by the Washington County Major Crimes Team. The incident began with a 911 call about a man sitting in a car with a gun. KBOO News Director Zelo Celos Marchant was on their way to work at 11:30 near the beginning of what the police described as, quote, a standoff.
I didn't get very far, though, because at about 1:48, which is There's an apartment complex on the left, and then another couple blocks down is St. Mary's Academy, the big private school. There is two cop vehicles, one a big SUV type situation with the typical front armor type stuff. And then I noticed another blockade, which surprised me, on the next large block, about 1,000 feet down, I would say, and possibly another. And I say possibly because at this point it was difficult to tell. It was closer to the school, and then they had a blockade on the other side of the road coming southernward, I guess, in the other direction. So you already had like 6 to 8 cops on a not busy avenue, I should say. It's suburban. And then it was a sea of officers. There was some scattered on the outsides. I think I counted quickly about 10 or so. And then it looked like two fire trucks and I don't know how many ambulances. There was like, you couldn't even see Murray. It was just a sea of lights.
That was KABU News Director Zelos Ellis-Marchant describing the scene about 2 hours before a man was shot and wounded by police in Beaverton. They estimated at least 12 officers were present from the Beaverton Police and Washington County Sheriff's Office, and that the blockade around Southwest Farmington Boulevard and Murray Road had a roughly 2-mile radius. KABU will update this story early next week as more information becomes available.
Police in a number of jurisdictions undergo de-escalation and mental health training as part of their overall training. KABU's Ray Bodwell thinks it's time for Oregon to do the same.
On Monday of this week, a lone assailant repeatedly drove a rented van onto a crowded sidewalk in downtown Toronto, randomly slamming into unsuspecting pedestrians. Within minutes, 25-year-old Alec Manassian had killed 10 people and injured 15 others. As he was abandoning his van, 2 separate cell phone videos documented his capture by Toronto Police Constable Ken Lamb. Despite the fact that Manassian was waving what appeared to be a weapon while shouting, "I have a gun," and "shoot me," at the officer, Lamb, a 7-year veteran of the Toronto Police Force, did just the opposite. He calmly turned off his car's wailing siren, holstered his revolver, got out his nightstick, approached the assailant, and ordered him to the ground. As he approached, Manassian complied, and Constable Lamb handcuffed him. The officer's calm handling of the situation was a result of a training program that was implemented in 2016 as a result of public outcry about several confrontations with the Toronto police that had resulted in the death of a civilian in crisis. Now the officers receive 1 day of mental health and de-escalation training every year. But according to a New York Times article, only 17 states in the U.S. require de-escalation training by its police officers. And of the states that do, the average is for 2 hours of training every 2 years. Sadly, Oregon is not one of the states that even requires that much de-escalation training. The Oregon Department of Public Safety Standards and Training is responsible for the development of standards and training for police in the state. On the DPSST website, you can find a highly detailed 4-page document that describes the critical and essential tasks of a police officer. When reviewing the document, one would assume that it serves as a course outline for police training in Oregon. Under the section entitled Use of Force, the document references the legal parameters on the use of force as well as the tools and tactics available to officers. Under Community Services, it talks about the need to understand the needs of people with disabilities and to understand strategies for dealing with people in extreme circumstances or crisis. Although Oregon requires officers to train for 84 hours every 3 years, I could find no indication that there is any part of the curriculum that is devoted to de-escalation or mental health training. In a KBOO News commentary after the shooting of John Elifritz by the Portland Police Bureau nearly 3 weeks ago, I expressed my shock and dismay that the situation could escalate from a verbal command to drop the knife to lethal police gunfire in less than 15 seconds. I still lament that immediate resort to violence, but I'm no longer shocked because this is apparently all that our officers are trained to do. But there is another way. In recent years, police departments in Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, and Dallas, to name just a few, have implemented active de-escalation trainings and have seen a dramatic reduction in officer-involved shootings without a corresponding increase in risk to their officers. It's time for Oregon to add de-escalation training as a statewide requirement for all of its police departments. It needs to be an essential element of the basic training and a high priority item during the 84 hours of retraining that takes place every 3 years. As citizens, we should make it clear to our elected representatives that anything else is unacceptable. Had escalation and mental health been part of the training for the Portland Police Bureau, the officers responding to the call at City Team Ministries would have recognized an individual having a mental health crisis and had the training to defuse the situation without resorting to violence. The video of the shooting death of John Elifritz is disturbing on many levels, but with the proper training, we could look forward to the day when videos show cooler heads prevailing and the Portland Police Bureau taking criminal suspects and individuals in crisis into custody without a shot being fired. For KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. Please take a moment to show your appreciation. Joining us are Conch and Tom to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
I'm here with Conch, and we're talking to you about how you can support us. We have a pledge goal of $750, and we haven't heard a call yet. We're looking forward to hearing from you. 877-500-5266. Call us now. We want to have hear your call and hear why you're listening to KBOO and what you like to hear and get your comments.
It's true, and thank you, Linda. There really is no better time to call than right now because we are in the News and Public Affairs Day. We will be continuing with more great programming following the KBOO News. And this is the day that we have a $3,000 match for new and increased donors. So maybe you're thinking about increasing your pledge. Even just a dollar a month would be fantastic. If you're a $6, say you're a $6.25 donor, $7.50 would be a great monthly deduction. And you can get cool, new, fabulous items such as the Keep Portland Radical KBOO t-shirt that's just new, just fresh off the press. And there are so many other reasons, including the prize drawing. That is a two buddy pass to the Waterfront Blues Festival prize drawing for everybody who calls in today. 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. Maybe you'd rather go online. Maybe your device, you're keeping it silent. Well, go online at kboo.fm and click on the donate button. There's very few fields to fill out. Just 2 or 3 minutes will do it, including picking a thank you gift that you think would be appropriate. But, you know, we think that the coolest thing to do is to call and talk to one of our happy volunteers back here who can direct you to your credit card or a monthly deduction from checking, a billing. Maybe you'd like to come in to 20 Southeast 8th and pay in person. But the way to start is by calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
I said a few minutes ago that things here are artisanal, they're handmade. You heard that report from Ray Bodwell on police action and training, a real great insight into something that could really improve our community relations and the effectiveness of our community policing. You heard Zealous Marchand in an in-depth local report on a road situation. That's the kind of thing that we do here. I've been working on this for a year and a half now as a volunteer in the newsroom. Every day we turn out this handmade artisanal news. I just wanted to concentrate for a moment on the $120 membership. That's $10 a month. It would get produces 1 week of KBOO News in depth. And we engage one community member in a creative sound expression in an introductory auditory audio class. I'll be teaching a class tomorrow afternoon here at KBOO. That's the kind of thing that your contribution supports. I'll have at least two students, and we'll be showing them the studio, how to operate the boards, how to do recordings, how to interview people on the phone, the basics of radio news. and is created by your support. I just heard a phone ring. We're standing by to take your calls, and we're trying to make our goal of $750 for this hour. Give us a call.
This is true. There are so many people around the community and around the world who have gotten their training for free at KBOO. There are journalists who are out there who came in, got classes in gathering news, in going out there, in editing the news, in putting it together. This is what KBOO does for free for our community, and this is the way you support it, by calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO. Yeah, for every hour of news that you hear, there's dozens of hours that have gone into that, into research for finding out who's the best person to talk to in the community, maybe on the phone overseas, to going out and doing the actual legwork of talking to people, of calling, of going out there with a field recorder and recording it, and of editing, and then putting it together for the news. Okay. So this is a labor of love. It's an intense process. It's something that you can participate in by giving a donation at kboo.fm or toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
I hear another phone ringing, folks. That means another contribution coming in. We are looking forward to hearing from you, and we appreciate your support. Everything we do here requires all the participation of members. This is a community station. We've been at it for 50 years, and we expect to be at it another 50 years. Our continuing operation depends on you. We know it's the end of the week, and now's the time to get this commitment off your list of things to do before you start enjoying the weekend. Call 877-500-5266 and support KBOO.
Yes, this is the time to do it. This is the time to get a matching one-to-one donation. This is the time to get a drawing for Two Buddy Passes to the Waterfront Blues Festival. This is, you know, it's probably a little gummy out there with the traffic. So if you are driving, if you are on the bus, if you're on if you're on the bike, well, pull over if you're driving, but otherwise get on that device and call, because this is a perfect time to call 877-500-KBOO.
We look forward to hearing from you. The phones have been ringing a little bit. We'd like to hear them ring a couple more times at least in order to get to our goal of $750 in this hour. 877-500-5266.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. Stay tuned after this newscast for Counterspin from FAIR, the Center for Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. At 6, it's Bread and Roses. Then at 7, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Tonight's weather will be cold and wet, with a high of 53 and a 70% chance of rain. Expect much of the same over the weekend. Today in history, April 27th, saw 10,000 people march in favor of impeaching then-President Richard Nixon in 1974. And in 2011, 205 tornadoes touched down in one day in the southeastern U.S., killing 300 people. The quote of the day is from Nelson Mandela, who was elected president of South Africa on this day in 1994. Quote, "Real leaders must be ready to sacrifice all for the freedom of their people." End quote.
Thousands of protesters gathered at the border of the Gaza Strip today for the fifth week of Friday protests. The demonstration is called the Great Return March and is meant to bring attention to the fact that millions of Palestinians are imprisoned in the Gaza Strip, unable to return to their homes in what is now Israel. Palestinians make up the largest refugee population on earth. Israeli troops again opened fire on the unarmed protesters, as they have done each Friday since the protests began on March 30th. Three Palestinians were killed today and more than 600 injured. Since March 30th, Israeli forces have killed 43 Palestinian protesters and wounded more than 5,000. An international outcry against the continued shooting of civilian protesters has not reached the U.S., where politicians have been largely silent on the issue. Irish and South African politicians have been leading the call for justice for Palestinians, calling the Israeli government an apartheid state, much like South Africa in the 1980s.
The European Union has voted to ban a group of pesticides that have been proven to kill bees. Environmental groups celebrated what they call a victory for pollinators throughout Europe. Friends of the Earth said that the EU's groundbreaking ban on bee-killing neonicotinoids pesticides is a huge win for pollinators, people, and the planet. While the EU is taking measures to protect bees and other pollinators, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency under Scott Pruitt is going in the opposite direction. U.S. beekeepers reported catastrophic losses again this winter. But instead of banning these dangerous pesticides, the EPA is considering increasing the use of neonics across another 165 million acres.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Sam Bowman and Ray Bodwell. The producer is Sam Bowman. Our engineer is Jenna Yokoyama, and the KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Zelos Marchant. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Linda Olson-Osterlund.